I'm calling you from New York. I'm a born and bred New Yorker. I know you're from Brooklyn.
Right.
Why did you leave New York?
Well, you know, I put the police department in my block over to the year. My band moved out to California. Had a rock band in high school called the Fred Scrap, and then moved out to Los Angeles. I moved out to Los Angeles to follow the band. Of course, the band broke up, so you're not that close.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, okay. Well, your music is...
I actually still have an apartment in New York.
You do? Oh.
Yes, on Central Park South, right next to the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, very nice. Well, that's near where I live. I'm on the Upper West Side. So it's...
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, Lady Gaga just moved into the building. But, you know, she's a very nice young lady. She really is.
So let's talk about your concert. Like, are you going to sing all your famous songs, Shaken and about love and all that?
Well, yeah, what show we're talking about? The one in Staten Island?
Yeah, the one in Staten Island.
Well, you know, we got a lot of kids. You know, I think about 12 songs in the top 100, which is really amazing if you think about it. The big guy upstairs has been very good to me. We got Walking on Water, Take Me Home Tonight, Think of My Mom, Baby Hold On, I Want to Come Back. Shaking, Two Tickets to Paradise.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We'll be doing a lot of the hits. We'll be doing a lot of the hits when we get back there, and the show should be great. You know, my keyboard player, I actually used to play with Survivor. Tommy Gervin has been with me forever.
Oh, fantastic.
And Lenny Simmons, my drummer, has been with me on and off since like mid-70s.
Wow, that's great.
Really, everybody knows the material, and, you know, we open up the show with Baby Hold On, and then we do... We Should Be Sleeping, and we break into Walking on Water, and I got to find some wood to knock on because, you know, the critics have been raving about the show. The show's going to be a lot fun. And imagine how people are going to be coming up from Brooklyn to Staten Island, and I will see what happens.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've always really loved your music and the creativity of your videos. How did you come up with the one, you know, the one that, for, that you did on MTV in the coffin and everything as a vampire?
That was very interesting. You know, yeah, that was actually that with my ex-wife. And at the end, there was a little twist to that at the end of the...
Uh-huh.
You know, she winds up biting my neck. I thought that was great. I was just Abalonia. Before Abalonia was a purple rain, she did my Shaking video.
Oh, okay.
First thing she ever really did professionally was the Shaking video.
Right. Well, that's a good one as well. I mean...
She was a lot of...
Yeah, you were always in, like, the top, you know, 100, you know, the top, you know, you always were on the top of the list. Did you ever go gold or platinum?
Oh, yeah, I've got plenty of platinum records. Yeah, we went platinum in Europe, we went platinum in Australia, platinum in Japan. We had a really, I mean, I used to make $1,000 a minute for a 75-minute show.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And we opened up the Rolling Stones, we played with The Who.
And what was that like?
Oh, that was really great. Roger Daltrey was always one of my favorite singers, so that was really a lot of fun doing that show, you know.
Oh, wow. So were you friendly with those people?
Well, you know, I met them all, you know, I did some shows with Rolling Stones. You know, they were just like, they reminded me so much just as a musician. So I'm really, just really nice, you know. I always thought that I'd be in total awe of meeting Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, but they were just like regular musicians. They were the coolest guys in the world. They were fantastic, you know.
That's great. Well, when are you coming to Manhattan? I know you're doing Staten Island a week from today, which I'm hoping to go to. But
I hope you come down to that show. It's going to be a good show, you know.
Great.
A lot of people, most of my shows do really well, but a lot of people, you know, don't get over Staten Island much, do I?
Right, it's far.
I'm also good friends with Scott Shannon.
Uh-huh.
The boys on CBS Radio, so maybe we'll plug the show a little bit.
Right.
But the show's a great show. I mean, I gotta find some wood to knock on, because, you know, Lady Gaga gave me a nice shout-out in Rolling Stone a couple of months back. And I'm also supporting the Shepherd Fuller Needle Foundation. These kids, I shouldn't say these kids, because I'm in the mid-60s, but these veterans coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq and all over the world, with this head trauma injury, this trouble for the old man. And they just put me on the center. So I do like, I'm out to send t-shirts after the show to help the vets out. I just sent them a check for another $3,000 or $4,000 just a couple of months ago.
Okay.
It's not a lot of money on the white things, but I give them what I can, you know?
Sure. Well, I hope people can go come see your show in Staten Island, and you're also before Staten Island. What's next for you? You're going to be in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun?
Yeah, I'm playing in a place called the Casino Ballroom in New Hampshire, which is, my parents used to dance there back there in the 40s, can you believe that?
Wow.
And then we're going to do Mohegan Sun, which we always do very good business there. That's in Uncasville, Connecticut. But I'm looking forward to doing the show at Staten Island because a lot of my relatives will get a chance to come see me, you know?
That's nice. Yeah. That's great. Well, you're a great musician. It's an honor speaking with you.
Well, I really appreciate that you actually listen to my material.
Oh, yeah, no. When I, I listen to you a lot.
It's been a great, and these days, kids, they can't make a lot of money. That's why the record stores are closed, because a lot of these kids, they think music is basically for free,
Right, no.
A lot of people don't buy records anymore because they just download it off some place where they just get it for nothing,
Right, or they buy it online,
That's the nature of the beast, I'm happy that I got five kids. I got a son named Des Money, B-E-Z-M-O-N-E-Y. You can probably click on his website. He's got a promising career ahead of him. And, because my daughter Jessica is also a comedian, she's out in Cincinnati. I tell you the truth, Staten Island, I remember when I was a kid, taking the ferry over to Staten Island. It was really special when you were a little kid and you're with your parents and, things you remember like this, Statue of Liberty and things like that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You grew up in New York.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. In fact, if I come to your show, I'll probably take the subway to the Staten Island Ferry to get there.
Well, we'll make sure we get you. Give us a call. Give us some backstage passes. You'll have a good time.
Oh, well, that would be fantastic. Maybe I can meet you in person.
I'll take good care of you.
Okay.
If 3 or 4 people, whenever you need, darling. Thank you so much for...
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.